Well, the National Wildlife Welfare Advocates in Castlemaine say proposed kangaroo pet food meat processing plant risks wiping out that area's native kangaroo population within months. And we spoke to Nikki Sutterby on Friday about that. Well, let's look at the other side of it now. And with us is Councillor Neil Beattie, the Mayor of Loddonshire. Neil, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Robert.
It seems to me, Neil, that as ever, the people with the loudest voices get the press, I guess. So I'd probably like to hear from your point of view, what's actually happening here? What's the situation?
We are we've got the start of the planning application for reopening the old Inglewood Abattoir for a processing plant for kangaroo meat.
So with that... And with that, is there a fear, do you think, of wiping out the local population?
Of kangaroos?
Yeah. Yes, of kangaroos, yes.
My understanding is that most of the carcasses that come into the packing plant are from other areas.
So what's it said?
Sorry, go on, Neil.
I assume that. There's still a long way to go with that. With the application, there's still a lot of boxes to tick yet before it even comes to council. We haven't, as councillors, we haven't seen it yet, the planning application.
Okay.
So as far as you're concerned, though, it's just a straightforward planning application at this point. It's got a way to go. So why do you think the people are so outspoken before it's even been given the go-ahead?
I think that our animal welfare people are concerned about the rural population in Loddonshire and probably Australia generally declining. But there's a lot of mixed facts around that, Stephen Robbo. We don't have accurate facts of what kangaroos are in Loddon, but there's a lot more kangaroos in Loddon than there was when I was growing up.
Yeah, and as you say, if indeed most of the carcasses are going to be coming from other areas, that would certainly indicate that, at least from a local perspective, it's not going to have a dramatic impact on the local kangaroo population.
I wouldn't have thought so, but there is people in Loddon concerned about it. I've had a few calls, but most of the calls from Loddon ratepayers are in support of the project for the simple fact that jobs it creates.
So there will be jobs. So it's actually going to be, what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, that it's going to be processing carcasses that are brought in and then sent somewhere else for packaging. So it's merely sort of the processing of the carcasses.
Exactly. But as I said, guys, we have, as councillors, we haven't seen the details of the planning application yet, and our job as councillors, quite obviously, is to look after the ratepayers of Loddon, which we will do.
How many jobs do you reckon it would create?
I've heard from 10 to 20.
Okay.
So it'll be in that mix somewhere.
So I guess really then, at this stage, it's purely a case of watch this space and wait and see what unfolds with the planning application.
Exactly, guys. There's a bit, from what I understand from our planning people, there's a bit to go yet. There's a few boxes to tick which they're working through at the moment.
All righty. Well, we'll keep in touch and keep an eye on things as they unfold. Neil Beattie, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
No trouble. Thank you.
Councillor Neil Beattie, the Mayor of Loddonshire, joining us on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Centre Victoria. 20-